CFTR Toronto Environment. Today, sunshine, warm, the high 27. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high again in the mid to upper 20s. CFTR's Lakeshore temperature, 17 degrees. CFTR News Time, 6:04.
Your last shot, make it your best one, right, gang? Here we go, one more time.
Very good friend of mine told me something the other day. I'd like to pass it on to you, because I believe what he said to be true. He said we're here for a good time.
Sun will shine, too. Big Jim Brady, friend of the friendless, champion of the underdog, an all-around nice guy and folk hero, cranking him out for you one more time at CFTR. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
She seems a million miles away. When she walks by, you don't know what to say. You're gonna make a move, you better make it now. Don't be afraid, cause love will show you how. You take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. First step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step. Keep talking. step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you win her love. Second step.
Step, that's Eddie Wabbit. No, my kids call him Eddie Wabbit at CFTR with Brady in the morning. I'm Brady in the morning. It's osmosis. You hang around three-year-olds, you begin to talk like one. Hello. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:11 at CFTR, on our last visit together here at CFTR this morning. Up and at 'em, rise and shine. Let's all get up early and enjoy the last one all the way through together. 17 degrees downtown. Sun shiny and warmer today. Weather Fairy will be along here a little bit later on. We're going to be, we'll have a story time this morning. My lovely associate, Lascivia Silicone, will be here with a story. She's also answering the phones for us this morning, too, sitting here. She had a rough night last night, Lascivia. Poor thing. It was a really, really tough night. A little tired this morning. She spent most of the evening trying to suck the filling out of a Twinkie.
Somebody, we fix your muffler expertly. Guaranteed to take you far as long as you will own your car. Speedy, you're a somebody. Our estimates we guarantee. We will show you what is wrong. So join us, all you somebodies, and sing the Speedy Muffler song.
Mufflers, tailpipes, we do shock absorbers too. Prices. We go all the way for you.
All the way means they take you under your car, show you what's wrong, and fix only what's needed. And the 25th anniversary year means all their customers get a chance to win one of 25,000 instant cash prizes. And a somebody will win the grand prize of $25,000 in the 25th anniversary sweepstakes. Go to Speedy. Till October 10th, your chances to win instant cash are better than 1 in 13.
Butler's tailpipes, we do shock absorbers too. Prices. We go all the way for you. Speedy Muffler, and Speedy, you're a somebody. A Speedy, you're a somebody. A Speedy, you're a somebody. A somebody, a Speedy.
Want to come to the Canada Cup Final with me? I'm Paul Henderson, and the Provincial could have your ticket to the big game. From now until September 11, Provincial Lottery players in Ontario get a bonus chance at an all-expense-paid weekend for two at the Canada Cup Final in Montreal. It's an instant prize you could find in your Provincial ticket pouch, and there's 50 of them, plus all the usual prizes. Just another way to say, you'll love Fridays, so come to the Canada Cup with me.
You'll love Fridays!
And I'm bringing my skates, just in case.
Singing group up against the wall. Who's the cuddliest morning man of all?
Brady in the morning.
It's hard to fool the experts, I tell you. 13 after 6 o'clock, 6:13 at CFTR, Brady in the morning, and you're having my baby, which is rather remarkable considering I had a vasectomy 3 years ago.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby, you're a woman in love.
Paul in Spanish is Pablo. He cleverly segued to Pablo Cruz at CFTR with Brady in the morning. Cool love. Personally, I prefer mine hot and lusty.
Get down, let's go. Oh, come on, you're getting my earphones wet.
Wait till later.
Room full of faceless strangers. Here I am again.
But you can be talked into it. Cool love, Pablo Cruz at CFTR. Brady in the morning, 19 after 6 o'clock. Here, good morning.
Oh, ah, son of a gun. Somebody left me. And dirty old ashtray up here so I can't see the clock. There.
That's better. I can see the clock there.
Perfectly.
Perfectly. My vision is unobscured. Good news, last night, Blue Jays finally won a ball game after... Easy, guys. Blue Jays won last night. Beat the Tigers 6-4 down in Detroit. Coming up Friday night to start them up time again. Blue Jays' first home game in a long time. They'll be hosting the Milwaukee Brewers throughout the weekend. And tomorrow night at CNE Stadium, it'll be the Argos. But they're pulling, they pulled the Edmonton Eskimos for tomorrow night, which... I mean, here we are with an 0-6 record. We got to play the Eskimos. Oh, my God. Oh, pout, pout.
Oh, so back and driving. Fun and economy, too. If you got a feel for real living, Ford has a great car for you. Ford is the future. And find small cars.
Exciting Ford. EXP. Brand new two-seat moving to the upbeat.
The getaway car.
EXP, a sleek sport coupe that challenges the imports.
Or put the one back and drive it.
EXP, for you and for me.
With advanced technology from Ford engineers around the world.
Fun and economy too.
CVH engine, front-wheel drive, four-wheel independent suspension, aerodynamic styling, great fuel economy, and a built-in quality that speaks loudly.
Ford has a great car for you.
Start up a new Ford EXP and make your getaway.
Just the two of us.
Ford is the future in fine small cars.
Spirited high-mileage Ford EXP Escort and Mustang. Test drive one.
This week, IGA is featuring blade steaks cut from Canada Grade A beef, only $1.35 a pound. And product of Central America, Dole or Chiquita bananas, only 24 cents a pound. They also have granulated fine white sugar in the 2-kilo bag, only $1.59 each.
Look at you, you're number one. People come first at IGA.
Not as simple as infatuation. It's an obsession. He is 17. She is 15. He loves her. He wants her. And he wants her forever. Brooke Shields, Martin Hewitt, Endless Love. Original soundtrack available on Mercury Records and Tapes.
Now showing at the York and at a Canadian Odeon theater near you. Under 14, not admitted without parent.
Weather fairies here. It's 22 after 6. Figures, my last morning, he brings in the Stradivarius violin. To assault what's left of my senses with violin music, well, I read to you the official CFTWare AccuWeather forecast thing. Plenty of sunshine today, comfortably warm, high this afternoon around 27 degrees. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low around 15. For tomorrow and Friday, sunny to occasionally partly cloudy. Is that confusing to you? Sure is to me. Right now it's 17 degrees in downtown Torontonius here at CFTR. For the mild-mannered, highly regarded and well-endowed Brady in the morning, it's CFTR, 22 after 6 o'clock with Lighthouse, Pretty Lady.
I'm trying.
think about you, all I can think about is ordering a pizza and a case of whipped cream. Well, hey, it's 25 after 6 o'clock, 625 at CFTR. Brady in the morning, 17 degrees on our final fling at the Super 680 here.
Hi, Janet. Christy from Susie Shear. This is the big one, Jan. Susie Shear's coat sale. Why does everyone keep saying is Susie crazy? I know it's only August, but you can save up to 30% on all of Susie Shear's new fall winter coats and jackets. Well, like bomber jackets for only $49.98 and gorgeous full-length winter coats for just $89.98. So you're broke. Susie Shear will lay your coat away until November. Not long. This sale ends August 22nd. Okay, bye now.
Say, save up to 30% on your new fall winter coat or jacket at all Susie Shear's, including Toronto Dominion Center and Scarborough Town Center. What nice location.
Let's have a punk
when
beer.
It's 6:27. Good morning. This is John Hinnan, CFTR Sports. Well, you never believe what happened last night. Otto Velez and Buck Martinez hit three-run homers in the first inning, and the Blue Jays defeated Detroit 6-4. That evens the Jays' second season record at 1-1, and it snaps a 12-game regular season losing streak. Lance Parrish hit a three-run homer as well in that first inning, and that saw Dan Chancellor leave the game, as well as Paul Mirabella. Juan Berenguer then got in the game for the Jays. He, the guy they picked up earlier this week, pitched very well for five innings, and he got the win. Elsewhere last night, it was Oakland downing Minnesota 6-5, Chicago 4-2 over Boston, Texas shut down the Yanks 1-0, Seattle 4-1 over California, Milwaukee took 2 from Cleveland 6-5, 6-1, Kansas City, Baltimore postponed due to rain. In the National, Pittsburgh doubled Montreal 6-3, New York 4-2 winners over Chicago, Philadelphia down St. Louis 6-5 and 10, Atlanta handled San Diego 5-1, Cincinnati 7, the Dodgers 6, and San Francisco edged Houston 3-2. El Tiante is back. Veteran pitcher Louis Tiant is expected to join the Pittsburgh Pirates in time for their game of the Expos tonight. The Bucks have purchased Tiant's contract from their AAA farm team in Portland. The Cleveland Indians have sent outfielder Joe Charbonneau down to their Charleston farm club. Charbonneau, last season's American League Rookie of the Year, hitting just .206 with four homers and 16 ribbies. Police in Chicago have issued a warrant for the arrest of White Sox pitcher Francisco Berrios, who failed to appear in court on a cocaine possession charge. Well, the Argos are doing what they have done all these years, and that is make changes, made plenty of them yesterday. Defensive back Steve Aykroyd, Japhis White cut. Defensive lineman Drew Taylor gone. Receiver Terry Greer put on the injured list, and he will be out now for at least 60 days. Slot back Dave Newman put on the reserve list. Activated defensive backs Drew Hartville, Jack Hirose, receiver Bob Gattis and Larry Douglas, defensive end Norman Goodman. Of course, all those changes in preparation for Thursday's game with Edmonton. Some players feel the changes are having an unsettling effect on the club, but that could only be expected when you bring in a new man up the top and your record is 0-6. That's why I felt last week they should have waited for the announcement of Ralph Sage until after the Ottawa game, because by announcing Sage beforehand, they probably made the players uneasy then. Remember, Hamilton has not exactly been the epitome of a staying put with its people this year either. Jimmy Connors ran away to sulk last night. Connors upset 6-4, 6-3 by Trey Waltke in a first-round match at the Canadian Open in Montreal. Afterwards, he immediately left the match, jumped into his car, and left Jerry Park in a huff, and he thus avoided a scheduled news conference. Also, Montreal Team Canada continues its workouts. Yesterday, 35 players bidding for the 20 roster spots had their first full day of practice. And still with hockey, Serge Savard is expected to announce his retirement today. Pittsburgh signed Greg Malone to a one-year contract. Blizzard players have been informed that the team may be sold soon, but I understand that the team has already been sold, but that the announcement won't come until the season is over, and that the new owner will assume all costs dating back to July 1st. The Intercounty Leafs, even their best-of-seven quarterfinal, defeating Waterloo 4-1. That series now tied at one game apiece. This is John Hinnan, CFTR Sports.
You know, a measure of quality is doing the usual unusually well.
If the Globe and Mail isn't the first place you look for first-quality sports and entertainment coverage, look again. Saturday and Monday report on sports, and our day-to-day coverage is in a league with the best in sports journalism. Entertainment, too. Globe reporting of movies, television, and stage events is complete, lively, and well-written. Whatever you want information on, read the Globe and Mail. To be better informed, you need better information.
Yeehaw! Labatt's presents the Stetson World's Toughest Rodeo at the Canadian National Exhibition September 4th through the 6th. Over 300 pro rodeo athletes compete for Labatt's Awards. World's Toughest Livestock. John Wayne's Horse, Dollar. Free admission to CNE with rodeo ticket. Don't miss the $60,000 Stetson World's Toughest Rodeo. September 4th through the 6th at CNE. Five big performances. Tickets on sale now at Bass Outlets and CNE Grandstand Box Office. Call 698-2277.
CFTR News at 6:31. Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Mike Robbins on the Lakeshore, 17 degrees, 14 at the International Airport. It's going to be a super day. Here's AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
The cold front that drenched us yesterday morning is now east of us and will be in a light westerly flow of dry air today. We expect a good deal of sunshine with afternoon temperatures in the mid-20s. For northwest, we see a cold front on the line from the middle of Hudson Bay southwest to near Winnipeg. That front is going to stall several hundred kilometers north of us tomorrow, but nonetheless, it could be close enough to set off some clouds, perhaps a few stray showers. But most of those are likely to be in cottage country into the north rather than in the city or elsewhere along the lake. We expect the front to retreat northward then on Friday. Another cold front in the western part of the country will be approaching us on Friday night, Saturday, perhaps leading to a few showers for our weekend, but right now that's unclear. It's quite possible we'll get through much of the weekend without any important rainfall.
Our nation's air traffic controllers have agreed to end their boycotts of U.S. flights. Here's Ottawa correspondent John McKay.
After 10 hours of on-and-off negotiating, Canadian air traffic controllers have agreed to resume normal services, including full service for transatlantic flights at the key international facility at Gander, Newfoundland. Transport Minister Jean-Luc Pepin and Controllers Union President Bill Robertson signed an agreement that will have special fact-finding teams, comprised of both union and government representatives, on hand for the next 90 days wherever transborder operations exist, to judge for themselves the degree of safety and then make recommendations. Pepin says in the meantime he and Robertson will end their public quarreling.
So hopefully this is the beginning of a better association between the department and CATCA than the one we've witnessed in recent days.
And so full services are to resume with the start of morning shifts at 8 o'clock local times.
The control staff say they've been concerned about air safety in the U.S. where surrogate air traffic control personnel are now being used. It could take up to 8 weeks to get our nation's mail operations fully back on track. A surge of domestic mail into postal stations is due this week, and when the embargo on mail from outside the country is lifted on Monday, a new mountain of letters may bury postal sorters. As the dust settles following that postal strike, businessmen are counting their losses. The head of Direct Mail Marketing Association, Frank Ferguson, estimates the postal strike cost his group's corporations more than $165 million.
Bankruptcies are going to occur come January. The small firms who will struggle to keep their head above water, and then finally will find that they just can't hack it any longer. But they won't know. Everybody will fight to the bitter end. The very few men in business have got the nerve to face the figures he sees in front of him. He will not believe that he is almost insolvent. He'll go back and battle until he dies.
Frank Ferguson of Direct Mail Marketing Association. There could be a break in the TTC talks later this week. The commission may table a new contract offer in a couple of days. Let's hope so, because the TTC could be strike-bound next Monday, 2 days before the X opens. A bizarre trail of murder and arson ended in Woodstock, Ontario last night. Two people were arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of a Huntsville couple. The beaten and stabbed bodies of Adam and Dominica Puccini were found within a half mile of each other outside Hamilton. And then last night, a two-hour siege in Woodstock ended with the arrests of 41-year-old Gary John McKay and 41-year-old Joan Stevenson. Stevenson's mother, Mary Evelyn, was found stabbed to death in her Brantford home. That murder is still under investigation. Police are also questioning McKay about a deliberately set fire Sunday at his mom's Hamilton home. McKay and Stevenson were staying at the Puccini's Huntsville Lodge over the weekend. Was it a circus on Bloor West last night? It seemed that way at times, especially when Spadina Liberal hopeful Jim Coutts was called a liar during a rather noisy all-candidates meeting.
Spadina businessman Manny Starkman told Jim Coutts he was lying when Coutts said the federal government is providing loans to small business at 11%. After the mainly liberal crowd settled down, Jim Coutts replied,
"If you have a small business and you are in difficulty, I will take you to a bank and get you that rate." Yeah!
There were also remarks by New Democrat Dan Heath.
We want a change, not more of the same, and I'm asking you to send me to Ottawa to tell them that.
Tory Laura Sabia.
Electing another liberal is like awarding the captain of a Titanic a medal for good seamanship.
And after the audience heard from a preacher, a nuclear disarmer, and a man who claimed to have a solution for inflation, Rhinoceros Party candidate John Douglas revealed his stance on abortion, minorities, and gays.
The official Rhino policy is that only a minority of gays should be allowed to have abortions.
Randall Stevens, CFTR News.
Financial, our dollar gained more than half a cent Tuesday, closing at 81.34 cents U.S. Analysts say the greenback is recovering some ground because of a small drop in U.S. interest rates. The nation's number one steelmaker, Stelco, reports second quarter profits of $70 million, up 91% compared to year-ago figures. A conservative party task force on passenger rail service is critical of Via Rail Company's bookkeeping.
The task force members who are holding public hearings across Canada on the government's decision to cut back Via service say even Via doesn't know how its finances are calculated. For example, York Peel MP Sinclair Stevens says Via can't tell you why it costs $1.6 million to service trains running between Toronto and Barrie.
If you ask Via Rail, they simply say approximately 65% of that cost is billed to them by the CN Railway. And they are not given an itemization as to what is included in the $1.6 million.
Stevens and the other task force members also question government figures on passenger loads. Chairman Don Mazankowski says the task force represents a substitute for hearings before the Canadian Transport Commission or a parliamentary committee. Both options were refused by the government. Bob Akler, CFTR News.
During Boston's rush hour last evening, a commuter train and a freight train hit head-on. Four people were killed, all crew members, 30 people injured. A trial for Ontario's Minister of Transportation.
Newmarket Judge Ivan Bates has ruled a trial date will be set September 11th for Jim Snow, who is charged with disobeying the Environmental Assessment Act. Back in May, Snow ordered Highway 404 to be extended in the Aurora area, but according to naturalist Ron Reed, the minister neglected to wait a full 30 days before proceeding. The Environmental Assessment Act requires the 30 days to give concerned citizens like Ron Reed a chance to voice their opinions on the implications of the extension. At Queen's Park, Corey Galbraith.
The nation's 10 premiers opened their conference this morning in Victoria, B.C. The conference chairman, Bill Bennett, says they want to achieve a consensus on a national economic policy to replace the current federal policies. A raging forest fire still bearing down on a Swan Hills, Alberta community northwest of Edmonton. Most town folk have fled, and about 2,000 nudists were on hand for yesterday's American Sunbathing Association 50th anniversary bash in Seattle. The nudies enjoyed sunny skies and warm temperatures. You could have made a small fortune hawking solar cane during the meeting. CFTR News Time 6:38. The morning traffic watch continues.
I'm looking now at the Don Valley Parkway southbound, and on our scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the best it could possibly be, we've got a 10 this morning so far anyway. No problems from the top all the way down as far as I can see into the city. The 401 across the top of the city moving very well. No problems or accidents reported anywhere that I've checked right now. Have a good morning going for us so far. Cleveland Sports World offers quality merchandise, professional service, wide selection, and competitive prices. And that spells value for sporting goods. Cleveland Sports World, very tough to beat.
Where are you going to go today? Why don't you travel better way?
TTC to deepest Africa. Drums say, get up, haha. TTC to Metro Susie, elephant, monkey, personable rhino. For precise information, dial TTC info at 484-4544. Ask for Ms. Livingston, we presume.
Where are you going to go today? Why don't you try the better way?
Good friend, like an old song, is a special thing we treasure through the years.
The good things never change. So Molson Export keeps on tasting great.
A good friend, like an old song, is a special thing like Molson Export.
Now the AccuWeather forecast for Metro Toronto. Today, sunshine and plenty of it, the high 27. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 15. Tomorrow and Friday, sunny to occasionally partly cloudy, highs 26. Today, up north in Cottage Country, sunshine, the high 27. CFTR's Lakeshore temperature now 17 degrees. CFTR News breaks again at 7 o'clock.
Brady in the morning.
well be a very good morning.
Lido missed boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
In high places at Coca-Cola. Guess who they just sent up here? Miss Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
You're looking very nice. I love the dress.
Thank you very much.
I've always loved white.
And red.
And red, too, of course, Coca-Cola's colors. What is this you have for me, dear?
It's a new tab. It's made of aspartame.
Aspartame. We've all heard about that on the news lately. I'll remember reading and hearing about that. The new artificial sweetener replacing saccharin, and this one is the FDA says it's okay. This won't kill rats or us or anything, so it's really nice. And this is the new tab. Let me take a...
I have a sip. It's very good.
Take a hit of this stuff. Oh, hold on. An actual taste test right here on the radio. Yeah, that's good.
It's good, isn't it?
It tastes almost like Coke. Mmm. Not quite.
Yes.
It's sure, it's a heck of a lot better than the other stuff. That's good. Mmm. Mmm. That is good.
It's good when you're on a diet. It's only 1 calorie by 8 ounces.
Constantly on a diet. 1 calorie and 8 ounces. Hey, that's good. 1.5, you got a 10-ounce can, you're 1.5 calories for the whole can. Now, that's pretty neat, gang. Try Tab today.
Ontario Place, take a walk through your doors. You'll just love what's all yours.
Ah, that water slide. Take the chute and twist and turn and splash for 370 feet of pure excitement.
Ontario Place, come on, show us your face. Take a walk through your doors. It's all yours, it's
Slide. Come on down and splash down.
Well, sounds like a great idea to me here. Tonight at Ontario Place, say, it's cool in the gang. Woo! Get down, mother.
Simpsons is celebrating. The all-new Simpsons Brampton Shoppers World is now open. And we're celebrating in all Simpsons Toronto Region stores with a celebration sale. It's packed with savings and values that will really get you celebrating. For example, how about saving $19.99 or $25.99 on Fleetwing 10-speed bikes for men, boys, and girls? There are so many more fabulous buys in Simpsons Celebration Sale on now at all Simpsons Toronto Region stores.
Morning's here. Come on, get up.
Jonathan, are you awake?
Yeah, what?
I got an idea.
Yeah?
Let's talk Mom into taking us to McDonald's for breakfast this morning.
At McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Hot cakes and sausage.
Oh, yeah.
You think she'll go for it?
Well, she loves egg McMuffins.
I know. Let's make our beds and tidy the room first.
Too much work.
Come on. Hot cakes and sausage. With syrup and butter melted.
But then we should say, Mom, it's your summer holiday too. You shouldn't have to cook breakfast every day.
Have breakfast at McDonald's today.
You're the reason we do it, but nobody else can do it like McDonald's can.
Good morning.
Thanks, Mom.
Good morning.
Well, there she is again, Cecilia, the public service harp seal. Precariously balancing this hour's public service freebie on her cute little nose. Not many seals can do that, you know. And here it is. Transition House is a short-term supportive residence for individuals with alcohol and drug-related problems, mostly disc jockeys. For more information about this agency, call 925-4531 or call us right here at CFTR, okay? Okay, it's 13 before 7. Greet the new day with a smile. I'm smiling. See the big smile? I'm going on permanent vacation. Here's Phil Collins. like to know what it was Phil Collins was on when he did that one. I wish I had a bathtub full of it, I'll tell you right now. In the air tonight, Phil Collins and CFTR from the album Face Value. It's 6:52 now, 8 minutes away from 7, with your loving Uncle Jimmy here, rising and shining and greeting the new day. With a smile. Wednesday morning. The apex of your week here. Wednesday, the apex of your week and my final shot here on the Super 680. And since it's my last day, I'll probably get his name right. Here's Gord Wilkins.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good morning to you. Beautiful morning out here in Toronto. No problems in traffic right now. The 401 across the top of the city moving beautifully. The 401 eastbound through the Yonge Street construction. Great. 401 westbound through the Yonge Street construction zone. A minor delay in the center core. Use the collectors. 401 westbound through Yonge Street. The Don Valley Parkway on our scale of 0 to 10. 10 being the best. It's a 10 from the top all the way down the city. The Gardner Expressway, exactly the same. It's a 10 this morning as well. The Queen Elizabeth Way, no problems on that either. Everything moving along just beautifully. Land at Kmart Flyer at Canada Savings Place today. Save up to $5.40 on men's and boys' sports stars track and baseball shoes. Make that basketball shoes. Check the flyer for more values at Kmart.
Chevy Citation. Beauty, economy, excitement. Front-wheel drive, comfort for five, and lots of cargo capacity have made the Chevy Citation the standard by which other cars are judged today. Everyone else can talk about it, but only your Chevy dealer has Chevy Citation. See your dealer now for a real deal on a real Chevy Citation.
You know what you're looking for. It's GM's great design. You know where to find it.
Everyone loves Fridays. Every Friday, there's a provincial draw. And if you've got a ticket, you've got five chances at $500,000, plus thousands of other tax-free cash prizes. The provincial's the game that gives you the most chances to win. So get your ticket and...
You love Fridays!
Tickets now on sale for this Friday's draw.
Remember how TTC used to run those TV ads with a picture of a gas pump? The ones that told you you could save $520 a year by leaving the car home just half the time and taking TTC? That was 4 years ago when gas cost 88.9 cents a gallon. Now gas costs $1.40 or more per gallon, and it's really not a lot of comfort that you're paying by the liter instead of the gallon. The result? Instead of saving $520 a year by leaving the car home half the time, you save $700. TTC, the better way.
It is 5 minutes before 7 o'clock at CFTR with Big Jim Brady. Blonde hair, blue-eyed Adonis of the airwaves and folk hero. And the Ian Thomas Band here. It's called Sally.
What are you doing in the alley?
Say that I'm a fool and I seem like such a fool. But my blue jeans are not quite faded.
Yeah. Kelly and Thomas and Crazy Old Brady in the morning, plunking my magic twanger and playing the hits for you one more time at CFTR. It's 2 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning, 17 degrees out and about, up and at 'em, rise and shine. It's hump day. Yes, sir, the apex of the week. Once we're over the hump, it's a nice, easy glide on down into the weekend. And weather-wise, looking ahead to the weekend, not too bad. Right now, 17 degrees in Toronto. Pretty much sunshiny today, a little bit warmer, with a high around 27 this afternoon.
A long time ago, on the other end of the continent, somebody had a really tasty idea. See, they figured you could take a big flour tortilla and put different combinations of meat and beans and different kinds of peppers inside the tortillas, then roll it up. You'd have a super one-handed snack that wasn't a lot of muss or fuss and tasted just great. They called it a burrito. Well, you don't have to go all that way to find a burrito. 7-Eleven's selling them so that everybody in Canada could have a real, genuine Mexican food experience. Now your participating 7-Eleven store has lots of delicious burritos, from red hot to mild and wonderful. And the price is real tasty, too. They have the 10-ounce burrito on special now for just $1.49. Imagine that, a big burrito filled with beef and beans, or one with beans and processed cheddar cheese, both simmered in magic Mexican spices for just $1.49. You're sure to like them both. So give a 7-Eleven burrito a chance to have you saying, oh, thank heaven, Canada. For just $1.49, we'll take your taste buds to Mexico.
Summertime and the dealing is easy.
Arch, just a minute. You and I have an agreement, eh? No more vocals. I have enough trouble with Stevenson. I don't need trouble with you, too.
I understand, Wally. But they tell me that even Pavarotti had trouble being recognized. But I will say this, recognition of our customers at City Buick Pontiac Cadillac will not be a problem. You will receive the greatest attention. We at City Buick Pontiac Cadillac have a real need to move volume cars in the next 2 weeks. Those 9.5 acres are jam-packed full of Cadillacs, Buicks, Pontiacs, GMC trucks, and those beautiful used cars.
I've seen them. It's hard to see any pavement there, Arch, but as you say, your need is obvious.
Yes, the need is obvious.
And remember, please, no more vocals. The customers will sing the praises of your extended time service hours, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 10 p.m., Friday till 6. City Buick Pontiac Cadillac, a great place to deal, 1900 Victoria Park, half a mile east of the Don Valley Parkway, a mile south of the 401.
From CFTR, news break for Wednesday, August 12th. Good morning, I'm Mike Robbins. On the lake shore, 17 degrees 15 at the International Airport. Today, sunny and warm, the high 27. Our nation's air traffic controllers will stop slowing up U.S. flights. Ottawa and the controllers have agreed to let task forces look into allegations of unsafe conditions in the air because of the U.S. controller strike. Canadian controller Chief Bill Robertson.
We believe it's very significant in this agreement that it recognizes the professional status of the air traffic controller in Canada as a person knowledgeable and capable of making value judgments and assessments on safety in the air traffic control system in this country, and obviously as the impact from the United States system as this particular fact-finding team system will be set up to devise.
Starting about now, therefore, control tower staff across our country are again handling all U.S. aircraft. It could take 6 to 8 weeks, according to one estimate, to get our postal service back on track. An embargo on mail coming into Canada will be lifted on Monday. 7,000 TTC drivers and support staff may get a new contract offer this week. They can strike legally Monday, 2 days before the X opens. Two people have been charged with first-degree murder in the killings of a Huntsville couple. The beaten and stabbed bodies of Adam and Dominica Puccini were found outside Hamilton. After a two-hour siege in Woodstock last night, 41-year-old Gary John McKay and 41-year-old Joan Stevenson were arrested and charged with the murders. Meantime, police are still probing the murder of Stevenson's mom, Mary Evelyn, found stabbed to death in her Brantford home. Dr. Dan Hill, the City of Toronto's advisor on community and race relations, will be retained in that capacity until year's end at a rate of $700 a day. CFTR News asked Dr. Hill about suggestions by Alderman Richard Gilbert that he, Hill, is not worth the money because he's done little to improve minority relations in our city.
No comment. I have no comment. My only comment would be, if there is any comment, that I wonder if that's the reaction of all the other members I have no comment to make on that.
Dr. Dan Hill. In sports, this could be hard to believe, but the Blue Jays pulled off a win last night, downing Detroit 6-4. They scored all their runs in the first inning on three-run homers from Buck Martinez and Otto Velez. Pittsburgh doubled the Expos 6-3. For all the finals, call the CFTR Sports Line, 362-7484. The Inter-County Leafs tied up their best-of-seven quarterfinal at 1, downing Waterloo 4-1. In the tennis championships here in Canada, Jimmy Connors lost to Trey Waalke, and Jimbo was so upset he didn't even stick around for post-match interviews. Now the AccuWeather forecast for Metro Toronto. Today, sunshine, the high 27. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 15. Tomorrow and Friday, sunny skies, the high is 26. Up north in Cottage Country, just a super day today. Sunshine, also the high 27. CFTR's Lakeshore temperature now still 17 degrees. CFTR News Time, 7:03.
You'll already find the Queen Elizabeth Way eastbound very, very, very heavy going from the weigh scales right through until about Highway 10. Then it picks up a little bit through the 427 into the city. The Gardiner Expressway in really good shape. No problems on that. Our scale is 0 to 10. It's a 10 this morning, as well as the Don Valley Parkway southbound from the top right down the city. No problems on that at all. Last time I thought about 5, 10 minutes ago. 401 across the top of the city. No problems eastbound anywhere on the 401. Westbound, a slight delay in the center core.